is that weird?
It's the way. Okay, let's look at this Mishnah one more time. Yeah. Yeah, again, Joe, again. Yeah, okay, Booth, you're going to read. Beautiful. All right, let's look at that Mishnah. All right. All right, so what'd you do? Okay, good. Okay, so you took a Korban Pesach, right, for, let's say, Toda. Right, you shechted it l'shem Toda. So, Eved Rabbi Yishachai, v'chatas. Okay, at this point, why would that make sense? Right, so, which we would say, how can you say he's Toda, is he Toda b'davar mitzvah here? Okay, what would you say at this point?
The only way to say it is that the mitzvah was the first Korban.
But that mitzvah disappeared, everyone says you're chayv chatas. If you're going to say you're chayv chatas, it'd be hard to imagine this is a Torah b'davar mitzvah case. So let's assume for now it's not. That because I'm taking something that was a mitzvah, now I'm making it to something that's usher, right? So how can you not say the guy's chayv chatas? He has to be. Zugim malacha. Meaning there has to be some reality of a mitzvah to speak of in order for it to be Torah b'davar mitzvah. Now, what does the Mishnah then say? Okay, so right, so that's your follow through from like the Mila case, right? So with that one extra variable. So if they shech the Korban, Toda, L'shem Pesach, well now it's all a question of is the Pesach able to be used or not? If it's not able to be used, I think for now it would make a lot of sense to say. Anyway, so let's be more refined here. There's the first part of the Mishnah saying that if I start with a Pesach and transform it into a Toda, so everyone's going to be Yechai V'chatas, which makes sense because the outcome is something, there's no mitzvah to speak of here. Now, if I do it L'shem Pesach, well, now I can argue that the guy's heart's in the right place because he wants to do it L'shem Mitzvah, but if the outcome is something that can't be used for mitzvah, also everyone agrees Yechai V'chatas. Correct, right. There's what I do in the end of the day. I transformed it from Toda to Pesach, but it isn't a Korban Pesach. Right.
It doesn't have potential.
Right, for right. What's interesting, though, as you'll see soon, what's interesting is that what's the status of that Korban?
It's still
what?
It's still
a kosher Korban.
What
means...
What Korban?
That's irrelevant, but the point is the Zevach still has a status of being kosher.
So you
could do Akrav on it. Okay. Well, you'll see in the Gemara. Hold on a second. Let's just last. What? Okay. What do you call it? What is the Korban Israel? Okay. So now this should line up with our Milo case, right? So let's make sure the comparison works. I take my Toda, I turn it into a Pesach. This animal now has all the attributes, all the properties necessary for Korban Pesach. So I've created a Kasher Korban Pesach, so to speak, right? So the machlokas is, you're chayv chatas or not. Now, what would be the equivalent Mila case?
I had two babies and I made the early baby. No, I made the later baby and early baby.
Well, let's take the case we know they have the machlokas on, the easy case, meaning Friday baby, Shabbos baby. Right? So now he circumcises Friday baby on Shabbos. Right? So Rabbi Elazar says you're chayv chatas and Rabbi Shua says you're pater. Does that line up with this case?
No.
Okay, who wants to go first? No or yes? How does it line up exactly?
Oh, because you have all the elements of this mitzvah there, except like the actual mitzvah being there. But you have like
that. That was an actual deserved air quote. But go on.
Yeah. You have all the bells and whistles, so to say.
Right. Okay. But Sal, you don't think it lines up?
Literally, I'll use what he said to perfectly give the
Please.
Reason why.
Go ahead.
No, what he said actually proves what I was saying, and like. Given the fact that Rabbi Yeshua would not say blanketly that if you're changing a zevach to a pesach that is kosher, that it just match up with the case of bricks.
But why? In other words, what's missing here? What's missing? Let's go through the case. In other words, guys, got to follow this. In the korban case, right? Toda to pesach, and the pesach is a good korban pesach. Okay, we went from toda to pesach. So now, what did I do? Well, we know that Shabbos is set up for Dechiyah, right? Meaning, I'm allowed to do Shechita of Korban Pesach on Shabbos. What was the mistake the guy made? The mistake the guy made, we'll get to Akira soon, but the mistake the guy made was that he thought, he didn't realize, let's say it was a Korban Toda, okay? Right? Why is that any different than the case of Friday baby and Shabbos? He looks at his baby, he thinks his baby is the Shabbos baby, right? It just that turns out it's a Friday baby. And what's that saying? And remember, there's a mitzvah present, we'll say this carefully, there's a mitzvah present for the baby to be circumcised, but it's not the eighth day mitzvah. Whereas by the Korban Pesach, that's where the difference lies. By the Korban Pesach, we have an actual korban today that is being doched, right? So he's producing that which the dechiyah is activated for. But you can't say that by the Mila case, right? Because the Mila case, there is no natural dechiyah for this baby, right? Okay, Sean, yeah. Yes, that's true, but let's keep in mind, right, that, yes, you're right, you're sensing this difference between the yom, but it's still dechiyah Shabbos.
Yes.
Okay. There's still that idea. Okay. All right, back to the mission. So far, so good? Yeah, there's a lot of, you got to juggle a lot of balls here, okay? We haven't defined anything yet, but you just got to, you got to keep track. If you can't keep track of everything, forget it. This is very complex. And the Gemara makes it worse, okay? I'm trying to make it as simple as possible. So, go on in the Mishnah. Okay, so everyone agrees. If I take a Pesach, okay, and I change it to a Toda, everyone agrees to Chavechatas, okay? So let's make it simple. My chavrusos like when I say it this way. Let's make it simple, okay? A is the A is Pesach, B is Toda, okay? I know, I'm just too lazy, right? I'm going to get up and do it, use it, okay? So you know what? He's right. Let's do the board. You're right. Okay. Okay, so... Okay, so let's say I'll write it out now. Okay, so let's say I go from Pesach to Toda. Okay, Pesach to Toda. Everyone agrees I'm chai v'chatas. Okay, this is bad. Okay, right? Okay, ostensibly the reason why is that I'm going from, let's say this is mutter, right? Right. What do you mean? I go from a Pesach, which is good, right, to a Toda, bad.
But for different reasons other than...
Forget the reason. Just understand the Kal v'chomer. So now what does he say? Well, one second. So Zvachim, Shehein, Asurin, Afil, Lishman. Right? So if I create a non-Shabbos Korban on Shabbos, right, what's the halakha? I'm Chayav Chatas. Okay? Okay. Now... Okay, so meaning if I try and change it to Pesach, right, I should be Chayev. Now, Yeshua comes back and says what? This is all Rabbi Elazar. What does he say? Right, so Rabbi Yeshua's comeback is when we go from Pesach, right, so... Sheshino bedavar aser, right? That makes sense, okay? Meaning, he says, when you go from good to bad, I can understand that. But I'm going from bad to good, why should that be a problem?
When you go from good to bad,
okay, so now we have on the surface, it sounds like a very strange machlokas, because, or I say version of machlokas, because it sounds like his kasha against Rabbi Yeshua is a bad kasha. So without defining it, just let's isolate. What's Rabbi Elazar's premise to be able to say, this won't work? Yeah. Okay. I mean, to me, it's pretty pshita, right? You may not buy this, but this is what he's trying to say. What he's trying to say is, look, if I take something good, right, meaning it's mitzvah, I can do what to this object?
Make it not mitzvah,
right? Which means I'm over malacha, right? This shchita then is clearly a slaughtering of an animal on Shabbos. Now, if I have an animal that, by definition, is usser, right, or I'd say is not a korban, okay, it's not an animal. Right now, when you look at this animal, okay, if you want to look at it in an anthropomorphic way, imagine like it's part of Shabbos, okay? It and Shabbos go hand in hand, meaning it is a regular animal, right, that is ready to be slaughtered. Because remember, just because I think of it as a Toda, as far as Shabbos is concerned, what is this thing? It's not a korban, it's a regular animal, like, right? That's subject to the Malach of Shechita. What?
It's like giving a circumcision on the seventh day.
Okay, yeah. So what he's saying is, Judy, what he's saying is that, well, once that's the case, how can I generate, how is it possible to generate this? I can't create this challah shame in the yom. Right? How can I do that? Or this object is now, it's a regular animal, right? Once it has that status of a regular animal, how can I take that, or to put it your way, it's usur to Shachman Shabbos, how can I say I'm engaged in davar mitzvah? Or is it, there has to be an object that's subject to mitzvah for me to even discuss Torah with davar mitzvah. This object right now, this object is not subject to mitzvah. Okay? Hold on. Okay, go ahead. Because that animal, because it's usur to makrivit on Shabbos, now its status is just being a regular animal. But if it's a regular animal that the Korban Pesach Chiyuv exists, what exists in that animal right now? Exactly. I'm chayiv to bring a Korban Pesach on Shabbos, right? So now when I look at this animal, I can say, this animal will now be the one I use for Korban Pesach, right? So the Shabbos lends itself to that expression. But here, I'm starting off with something, so to speak, that it's B'Shem Isser, which means, if it's B'Shem Isser, it is a regular animal. There's no potential for it to become a Korban Pesach. Rabbi Yeshua's argument at this point is, no. He agrees with the top part, but he says the second one, he doesn't agree with that. He says, why can't I? Why can't I produce a Korban Pesach from something that is usher to Mibakar Ben Shabbos? Look, our job here is to just understand Rabbi Lazar's position. I'm not saying I agree with it. I don't. I mean, I should say I don't. I'm the surface, I don't. Right. Yeah, the point is, we just have to understand what's pushing him to this position. Right now, I think I'm offering a reasonable explanation, which is that he sees that non-Shabbos korban, he sees something that's defined as usher to shechtan Shabbos. If that thing's usher to shechtan Shabbos, then by definition, it's a regular animal that's subject to malacha shechita. There's no mechanism that lets me change that. But if it's a regular animal, at least there I can say the potential of korban pesach is there. But no, see, because you're one step ahead. Go one step back, right? In other words, what this animal, because it has a, we'll use, I think someone said, negative shame. Since it has a negative shame, so to speak, that doesn't really exist. But anyway, it's a negative shame. That's why I can't make a korban pesach out of that. Yeah, but Salah. Again, without giving anything away yet, obviously. He's obviously saying that that's still considered Torah b'davar mitzvah. That if I take a korban that's set aside for a todah, right, in order for you to be put, remember, our objective here is to show why it's not a malacha. In order to say that, you're going to have to say that he's Torah b'davar mitzvah. Meaning, even though this korban right now is usur to shechtan Shabbos, in some way, right, in some way, he is, which we're going to get to also, he's Torah b'davar mitzvah. There's a davar mitzvah to speak of here. Yeah. It's clear. Rabbi Lezer is asking a kashan of Yeshua. He's not giving away his position. He's saying, your understanding of Torah b'davar mitzvah doesn't make any sense. Because if you're really a Torah b'davar mitzvah guy, right, so then explain this to me. Okay? And Rabbi Yeshua says, it's fine, without explaining how. Right? But Rabbi Lezer is saying, that's not, how does this make any sense? By Pesach, why can't you say, when I shech the korban pesach, when I'm engaged with this animal, it's a Pesach, right? So who cares if I turn it into a todah? At this moment, I'm involved in mitzvah, right? Tarot, whatever you want to call it. I'm involved in mitzvah. And yet, I'm chayim. Here, I'm not involved in mitzvah at all. I started off with something that there's no mitzvah attached to. Nothing. If you look at the object, right, the chetza, there's no idea whatsoever of...
But why would you start with the Pesach?
All right, look at the Gemara, okay?
The Maya Askina.
Wait a second.
The Maya Askina. Ilima b'to'e shmatmina akir b'ta'ut hale akira.
Okay, so what... Okay, this is also tricky, okay? The Gemara wants to understand what's the mistake the guy's making in the Mishnah. What's the nature of the mistake? Okay? What is the mistake? So we'll say maybe the mistake is Akira Bitaos. And what does Akira Bitaos mean? What? Well, look at Rashi.
You didn't realize that it was meant to be a different carbon. You thought it was meant to be a carbon.
Right, no, I think Rashi works here. Yeah, now Rashi. Inima Bitoa.
Okay, Inima Bitoa. Kistavur Shahu
Zeva. All right, so what did he think here when he did Akira Bitaos? Okay? What did he do here? What's Akira Bitaos?
I don't know what Akira does.
Oh, okay, so Akira, what does Akira mean in Hotzah? What's Akira in Hotzah?
Caring?
No. Uprooting? Uprooting, good. Like when you pick something up to bring it outside. Yes, so Akira is you're uprooting the shame. So the Gemara says, maybe you'll say that what happened, that he was Akira Bitaos. Okay, maybe that what did he do? He was Akira, the Akira was the focus of the mistake was on the Akira itself. What does that mean? Kishsaber Shehu Zevach Acher. He thought it was what? He thought it was something else. In other words, he thought the korban was something else entirely.
The korban was right for two things, two different korbanos.
Right. Well, again,
it can't be like a bird.
What does that mean?
Right. Well, okay. What's the? Let's get our facts clear. What's the ratio in the Mishnah's case? Ha Pesach sheshachto shelol d'shmo b'Shabbos chayiv alav chatas. So what do you do? A Pesach that you shecht for, let's say, for a toda on Shabbos, you chayiv a chatas. So the Gemara wants to know
right.
what.
So we're saying. Is,
the Gemara is saying that what's the taos here? What's the mistake? He should kesaver shu zavech acher. So this animal is really a korban pesach, but he looks at it and thinks what?
Different
something else. Something else.
Is that all it takes to be okay the shame?
For let's say yes. Okay.
Like
why like the Mila case?
Because he's looking back. At
it. Okay. In masifa b'shar kol hazvachim sheshatan b'shum hapesach. Im inan ruin hayav. Im ruin hin. Rabbi Eliezer ben hayav hatat. Rabbi Yoshua poter.
Okay, vive oker.
Vive oker. Mali ruin. Mali inan ruin.
Stop. Okay, you guys. Do you guys figure out what that means? Of course not. Rashi. Shmashina.
Midiketani hayav alma pasulhu.
Right, and then he says akir betalus.
Shalonut kavin leakor shin pesach.
Listen to that. So his kavana was not to uproot the Shem Pesach, Havi Akira Oker Midas. Okay? What's Oker Midas mean? Right. So what would you say here? His Kavana, if you say Akira Batos means that I didn't know what the status of this animal is. And nonetheless, what am I doing? I'm Oker the Shem. In other words, I didn't know that I was transforming it from A to B. I didn't know it's A status. I didn't know. I wasn't aware of it. Versus Akira Bidas is, what am I doing? I'm taking what I know is A and transforming it to B. Now, if you go down that road, so Gemara's question is, what about the Seifa? The Seifa, meaning the Mishnah then says, all other korbanos that I shecht l'shem Pesach, if the Pesach ends up not being one I can use a korban, I'm chayv chatas, and if it is, right, if it can be used, I'm pater, or it's machlokas, right? So look at Rashi. Mali Shein and Ruyan.
Okay. Alker love to'ayim bedavar mitzvahu. V'amai patar le Rabbi Yoshua v'ruyan v'halo lo ta'ebo sheyodea sheino pesach.
Okay. The problem is, what's the machlokas that you're never lezer and Rabbi Yoshua about? To'ayim bedavar mitzvah. And the machlokas is expressed in the Korban Pesach case as follows. If I shecht a toda l'shem pesach and that animal cannot be used as a Korban Pesach, everyone agrees what?
You're chayiv.
I'm chayiv. What did I do there by Akira? Let's say the case of Akira is I didn't know what I was doing, right? I didn't know the animal was a toda. Nonetheless, I'm chayiv, right? Again, what if I right? If I come up to an animal and I don't know what it is, right, and I change it over to a Korban Pesach, right? If I take the Pesach, right? So I take a Korban Pesach, right? And I don't know what it, and I'm not aware of it. And I change it over to a Davar Aser, what does everyone hold? I'm Chayiv Chatas, right? Everyone holds that way. So what was the mistake the guy made there? He didn't know, he wasn't aware, let's say, of the shame of the Korban. Okay, right? He wasn't aware of the shame of the Korban. And we hold your Chayiv Chatas. But then the Gemara says, then the Mishnah says right after that, that if I take I'll read it from the Mishnah, Ushar kol zvachim sheshacht on the Shem Pesach, any korban I take, let's say to Toda, and I turn it into a Shem Pesach, right? So if it's not roy for a korban Pesach, it's chayv chatas. But if it is roy, it's machlokas. Meaning Rabbi Yeshua would say you're putter in the case where the korban can be used, because that's Toba Dover Mitzvah. The Gemara's question is what? What's the Gemara's question? Adam, yeah. If I'm okir b'taos, what's the halacha? Chayv chatas, right? Right? Okay. Does it matter what the outcome is?
No.
So then how could Rabbi Yeshua hold your pater?
So you're asking what's the halacha?
In other words, if the question is whether or not akira b'taos, in other words, if the issue in the Mishnah is akira b'taos, we have a serious problem because it sounds like akira b'taos, meaning I didn't know what this was, right? Again, I didn't know it was a Korban Pesach. I switched it over to a Korban Toda. What's the halacha? I'm chayv achatas. So why would that be any different by going from that to that? You understand? It shouldn't make any difference. Because at the end of the day, who cares if that korban could be used? Right? At the end of the day, did I do an akira b'taos? Yes. What's halacha about akira b'taos?
We're not
chayev. One second. So that if that's the issue, then we're going to have a serious problem. So that can't be the toast. The toast cannot be that I didn't know what the shame of the korban is. Okay? So what's the only other possible toast that can happen? I did know the shame of the korban. I just didn't know it's also to do that on Shabbos. The Gemara says, El pshita b'toa, right? Rashi abandons us here, right? Pshita b'toa here means is that what's the pshita b'toa? The pshita b'toa means he didn't know it was Shabbos. Meaning he's akira bidas. He knows what the status of the korban is. He just didn't know it's a problem to do this on Shabbos. Going back to the reisha. Okay, so what was the mistake the guy made? The mistake was a classic Shabbos. Again, he takes a korban pesach and sheks it l'shem toda. What was he thinking all along? I didn't know it was Shabbos. I didn't think this was a problem to do, right? I didn't realize it was Shabbos. So again, the Gemara's flow is this a question of akira b'taos? Meaning, is the problem that the guy changed the shame korban but didn't realize he was changing the shame korban all along because he was ignorant and thought that this thing was not A, right? But that's not going to work. The Gemara says, no, that's not the Toa. The Toa says, he just doesn't know what Shabbos. He knows, he's akira b'das because he knows this thing is a Pesach and he's changing it into, let's say, a Toda. He knows that. But it's a classic shogeg case on Shabbos because, like any other melacha Shabbos, that's why he's chayav chatas. Okay, or akira b'taos. Let's just understand for a second. Should akira b'taos work or not? Meaning, what would you guys say? Should the guy be chayav a korban chatas or not? But that's because the Gemara says
in the way we must know that.
No, in the Havamina. Yeah, in the first way of learning. Right, and he looks at this animal, and he doesn't know. He's unaware. He's unaware of the status of the animal.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
But he knows the
job. Why not? Akira can work. We've been...
The error you're making, which is a good error, but the mistake you're making is that, you're forgetting, just because I don't know what the status of the korban is, but what has to happen for this to become a korban pesach?
Placing the status?
Did you do a Maisa Akira if you did a b'taos? Well, be careful.
Why not?
Think about what I'm asking. Before you answer, think about what I'm asking. Did you do a Maisa Akira?
Yeah.
Right? Really?
Through the chef thing.
One second. But did I know what the status of this animal was beforehand?
You changed the status of the animal.
But you're right. But one second. But did I know the status of the animal before I shechted it?
No.
But and therefore, normally speaking, the only way I can transform the thing to korban pesach is to do what?
Actually, rip it out from where it is.
Yeah, I gotta redesignate it. How can I redesignate something if I don't know what its designation is? You guys all take it as a given. Why? Why would you take it as a given? I have an animal in front of me. Just I don't know what it is. Because there has to be an akira to speak about this thing becoming a korban pesach.
Why would it matter?
But did I know what it was though? So what do you mean? Who cares? It's set aside as a korban toda. That's what it is in objective reality. What do I care what I think? In objective reality, that's what this thing is.
But you're now resetting it.
But you're thinking the mice. The mistake you're making is the Gemara says akira b'taos. You're ignoring the akira aspect. He's doing an akira. You guys are saying he's not doing an akira. That the animal's blank and he's creating korban pesach. That's not what akira b'taos means. Akira b'taos means he's doing an act of akira. How is he doing an act of akira if this animal right now he doesn't know what its status is?
Why do you need to know the status?
Of course, let's say I have a korban toda and I want to make it to korban X. I want to go from Y to X. So what do I have to do? I have to do it on Maisa Akira, right? Okay, so what would that imply? What that imply is that good. So I had to destroy the old chalo shame.
Sure.
Now what's this? One second. What's this animal status now? Once I destroy the old chalo,
No.
What's the status right now? Nothing. And then what do? I create a new chalo shame. Right? If that's what Akira means, by Akira Midas, that's what I need to do. Right? I have to go ahead and destroy the old Chal HaShem in order to create a new Chal HaShem. I have to take this animal from being X, put it through purgatory, and now create Y. Okay? If I have to do that Midas, why should Akira Midas be any different? Meaning, I still require the same thing here. Meaning, I have to know that I'm okay the Chal HaShem of A to produce B. Why should Akira b'taos be any different?
Do you have to know that you have to do that?
again, look at Akira Midas. How does Akira Midas works where what do? I go ahead and I take an animal. I know what it is, and I want to create a new Chal HaShem. I can't just create a new Chal HaShem animal. I got to destroy the old one. I'm Okeret. In our case, he doesn't know the status of the animal. So the defect he has right now is, what's the problem? The problem, why can't he produce a...
He thought he could uproot by not making a... Meaning, he thought he could uproot without knowing the...
He's not... He doesn't think he's doing it Akira. He thinks he's creating a new Chal HaShem. What I'm trying to explain to you is that, but that wouldn't work. Because let's assume he doesn't know what the animal is, right? He doesn't know it's a Pesach.
This guy made a mistake.
Right, what's his mistake?
Right? Whoa, hold on. So why are you assuming...
The mistake you're making is... Mi pi Akira, yes, it will work in this Mishnah. But if I understand Akira Midas, like the Gemara says, if I understand Akira Midas, that's how it works. So then Akira Batalos here, this is what you would think Akira means. What was the mistake here? It's a question how Akira works. Okay, you're right. The Gemara says it's not going to work out. It's absurd. But to me, it's not crazy because you could see Akira that way.
What was the original assumption?
To make it work in our Gemara, there's the other way of looking at the Havamin of Akira. What's the other way to look at Akira?
Question?
Yeah.
New shape destroys the old one.
So if you, I'll give you the analogy. Okay. If you tell me Akira means I'm building something new, so to speak. Well, then I got to. Let's say I want to build a new wall. So what do I have to do with my present wall? Destroy. I got to knock it down. Knock down the old wall, then build a new wall. Okay. That's one way to look at it. There's another way to look. But let me give a different analogy. Okay. Let's say right now David hates the color of the wall. So what are you going to do now? You're going to paint it. Now, what is painting? Let's tone down the arrows for a second. Okay, meaning what? Meaning when you change the color of something, what are you doing? What are you acknowledging? What? Forget that. I'm saying, but you're right. No, therefore what?
It is no longer the old color.
What?
It is no longer the old color.
Upgrading the old color.
No. 1 second. What do you do when you paint? When you paint over the wall, right? You paint. Let's say that's that. So you wouldn't say the wall's still the same wall, right? All I'm doing is what? What? Right. So I'm changing a facet of the wall, right? There's a facet of the wall that I'm changing. It went from a blue wall to whatever that is, a beige wall, right? Okay. So that's the way to look at Akira Batalos, right? And Sean, that's why it would be a Chayv Chatas. Because what you would say is that Akira Batalos doesn't mean I have to uproot the Chal HaShem Korban. Rather, what am I doing with Akira? See, the word Akira, it's amazing, because the word Akira implies, you guys don't appreciate it, but the word Akira implies what I was saying in the beginning. That's what Akira usually means. I'm undermining something. Not quite. What am I doing when I do Akira? I'm not undermining the Shem Korban. Rather, what am I doing?
You're changing this expression.
I'm changing the specific expression of this Korban. I'm changing it, right? It's called Akira, but it's not a real Akira. It's not real Akira. It's that I'm changing a fat, just like the wall, I'm changing a facet of the Korban. If that's true, then you can see why you're still Chayav Chatas.
Why would
you be Chayav? Say, so what's the mistake? The mistake he's making is, he's Toa, he doesn't know what it called. He doesn't know it's Shabbos. He doesn't know it's Shabbos, okay? Like a classic Malacha issue. Not a Taos issue, but a Akira Batas issue, but a Malacha issue, okay? So I guess we'll pick up on Sunday. Well, how so?